We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back for quarter number four of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by TailgateWine.com. If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that Penn State fan in your life, you have to check out TailgateWine.com, the blue and white wine gift box. You can check all that out and more at TailgateWine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. Dustin Hawkinsman and Greg Pickle still here with you. We are shifting gears to Penn State basketball and Pat Chambers' team really showing some fight through most of this process. They still have plenty to prove. They have, you know, they need to evolve as the season goes on. They need to find some scoring. They need to find a way to win some of these tight games that they're in late and they end up losing. But they're 5-4 right now. This past week, tight loss to Indiana, and then a pretty good win over at home over Colgate. Pat Chambers, Greg, was worried about Colgate. I think any coach ever is going to tell you that they were worried about whoever that opponent was in that game. But they did some things that can present some problems. In this game, Mike Watkins started for the first time. Pat Chambers estimated he was 55 to 60%. Started him anyway. And I think you can see, you know, as he starts to work his way towards 100%, just what he brings to the table. No disrespect to John Hara, who has been, who's done everything he's been asked to do. But Mike Watkins can be a pretty special athlete in there. And I think Penn State needs what he brings to the table.
Yeah, there's not really any argument to be made on that one. 6-for-11 shooting night, 16 rebounds, including 5 on the offensive glass, 18 points in 23 minutes. I mean, it's the kind of stuff where, look, the Big Ten is loaded this year. If you haven't been paying attention, over half of the conference's teams are ranked in the top 25, or at least they were heading into the new week here. We'll see how things shake out once the new top 25 comes out, which is so interesting in basketball, because in football, we just ignore the AP top 25 at this point, not because there's anything wrong with it, but because it doesn't matter anymore. The college football playoff matters, and in basketball, it really doesn't matter because of March Madness and the way that the teams get in, that there's more than 25 to get in, but people still hold very, you know, tightly to the top 25 and the significance of it each and every week, which I find interesting. But no, look, I mean, when you look at Watkins and what he's able to do, obviously Penn State is in a place now where if it wants to make the NCAA tournament, it's going to have to beat some of these Big Ten teams that are ranked, because they're going to look, you're going to be able to have the Big Ten resume in your favor come tournament time. But you can't lose close ones like they did against Indiana if you want to get to that point. It's just it cannot. It's one or the other. It's either you're going to have another, you know, middling season, maybe go to the NIT again or something along those lines, or you're going to start beating teams like this that you should beat. I understand that Indiana is 8-2, and this, I understand all that, but that was a game Penn State could have won. It was would have been a tremendous resume builder at home, and instead they let it slip away. And then, of course, as expected, blew out Colgate.
So in that Colgate game, you're seeing Rasir Bolton. He went for 27 points in that game. Penn State still looking for a number two guy, and not just a number two guy, but a little bit more balance and scoring to take some of the pressure off of Lamar Stevens, to bring a different dimension to that offense. You know, and after the game, Chambers talked about with Bolton having his feet ready to receive the ball, and you know, it kind of hits the point home that you're still dealing with some young guys who are looking to figure out a way to consistently score at this level. And it's early in the process. They're 9 games in, and they haven't really done it on a consistent level. You know, you saw Miles Dredd early in the year filling it up, and he struggled to find his shot. And part of it is you know, both these guys, it's a pretty inordinate number of threes that they're taking. And when you live by the three, you're going to die by the three sometimes. In this game against Colgate, Bolton happened to be 7 out of 9 from long range to finish with 27 points. So it's encouraging, but you can see in this situation that youth is still coming around.
It is. And I mean, I think that it's a blessing and a curse, right? I mean, to get the kind of recruiting class that Penn State's been able to get the last few years is significant, and it's obviously meant a lot to Patrick Chambers' program. However, the other side of that coin is that you're going to need to break them in, and when you get these new guys, they're not just, you know, ready-made, fresh out of the box, good to go, scoring a ton of points, scoring at will, you know, kind of guys. They are, you know, guys that are very talented, guys that can win basketball games for you, guys that are capable of allowing you to get closer to taking the next step that you want to take. But you're going to be some games where you look and say, oh my, this kid's a freshman, he can do that. And there's also games where you're going to look at it and say, yeah, he did that because he's a freshman. So it's a tough balance. There's no question about that. I do think that both these guys are coming around. If they can get to a point where they have, you know, 2-3 scorers they can rely on, and they can consistently have Watkins on the floor, stays out of foul trouble, is able to work in the paint, they're going to be okay. They are. And they're going to have a chance to make the run that everyone wants them to make, everyone thought they were going to make, in terms of the fan base looking at this season and all the talent that they had. So I do think that ultimately Penn State, when they look at this game moving forward, not just the Indiana game, but also the Colgate game, there's going to be some signs of things that went well, some things they need to correct. To me, coming out of the Colgate one, having watched it and having followed this team so far, the biggest takeaway is if you can get 18 and 16 Mike Watkins in 23 minutes every night, you're going to have a darn good chance to win more games than you lose.
And it's worth repeating that as they were making that NIT run last year, they didn't have Mike Watkins. And so, you know, in a lot of respects, you haven't seen this team at full capacity. You haven't seen Mike Watkins at full capacity. So if he gets to 100%, he can change things a lot. And Chambers said, you know, after the game that, you know, as you have a guy who's starting to pose a threat, no matter how it is, you know, whether it's all from the perimeter or not, if you have another scoring threat emerge, and if you have Mike Watkins emerge as a guy you have to count for in the paint on both sides of the floor, then it changes the spacing. It changes the way defenses approach you. It fundamentally shifts the looks that you're getting on the offensive end. And that's maybe could be the benefit of having a Bolton, a Miles Dredd, or somebody like that step up and up getting Mike Watkins back healthy. And then the side effect of that then is that in the early going, you saw Lamar Stevens doing everything. You saw him shouldering a lot of the offensive load. The side effect of that is that he's going to look less tired. Pat Chambers said he looked tired against Colgate, and it's a product of him being asked to do too much. Obviously, you want to take that away from him.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I think that they have a nice break here, a week-long break. Of course, some of that has to do with finals, I would imagine, going on here to close out the fall semester. But they hit the road then to take on NC State on Saturday. It's what the Boardwalk Classic, I think they're calling it, down in Atlantic City. ESPN will televise that game 2 p.m. Saturday. I mean, that's a chance again. You talk about opportunities. Look, beating Colgate is one of those games where you take it and you move on and you count it in the win column, and it is what it is. Duquesne next week, or December 19th, same deal. They play University of UMBC, same thing. But they're also going to have Alabama in here. So when you talk about guys being tired, guys feeling a little bit under the weather, all that, this needs to be an enormous week, not just for game planning, not just for the continued development of the freshmen, but also for, you know, maybe the thing that's most important of all, which is you have a chance 7 days here to rest and get healthy, get extra treatment if you need it, get rejuvenated, and really be ready to go for a stretch here that is pretty darn important when you look at the, you know, where this team wants to go. Because again, once you get into Big Ten play, we all know the rigors of that. We all know that, you know, Penn State has proven it can usually steal one on the road somewhere. It can usually steal a couple at home, and if it's able to do that, then it'll have a very compelling tournament resume. And they need these games early, though. The game at Alabama can be good for that. Obviously, this game against NC State can be good for that. So this is a big stretch here to get ready for, and you have to have all your guys as close to 100% as you can get them, especially this early in the season, because there are going to be times down the road where it's going to be rough. You're going to be in a couple of Big Ten cities each week, or you're going to have multiple Big Ten teams come to State College. They're not easy games, obviously. So you're going to have to take advantage of that time off now and take advantage of a stretch here that features some pretty winnable games.
You got to figure it out. You got to develop. You also have to put up wins. You know, I think that needs to be said. And the depth of the Big Ten will give a lot of opportunities for quality wins as you go through the year. But, you know, Penn State's not going anywhere if they're just a hair above 500. If not, they're not able to get to the finish line with some of these wins. Indiana was a similar game. A lot of fight, a sentimental a victory for sure. But at the end of the day, you know, sentimental victories don't count on your tournament resume. And that's where Penn State is right now, where you're looking to bring some of these young guys along. You're also looking, you know, as Pat Chambers said, to find the right pace for your offense. They're looking and exploring ways to try to push the pace a little bit. They've got some athletes. They've got some shooters. I think that might be something that they can find. This seven-day stretch where they're off could help them start to discover that. So they lose to Indiana 64-62. Not a lot of depth in the scoring there, which that's something that they're going to have to monitor. You know, a consistent number two will change the way the defense defend them. But Pat James after the game said they're a few points away from being 8-0. I mean, isn't every team a few points away from being 8-0? 11 out of 26 from the free throw line, which was a pretty scary stat line. Pat Chambers said they were just missing the shots. There's not a good answer for that. Penn State got off to a 9-0 start in that game. Indiana 12-0 run in the second half. Penn State down double digits. They did find a way to scratch and claw their way back in the absence of consistent free throw shooting. So there are some positives there, but it's the same old thing for Penn State. They went through this last year, Greg, where, you know, competing with teams and taking them to the wire isn't the same as beating them. It's a simple statement, but it's one that Penn State, you know, you have to keep making about this program.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's great to be right there. It's great to be on the cusp of something more. It's great to be in position to maybe start winning more of these games that you lose. But it just goes back to the conversation we had earlier in the show about how Mike Locksley will impact Maryland football. Maryland can come to Penn State or host Penn State either way, and they can lose by a point or two. And Mike Locksley can say after the game, see, this shows progress. This shows we're moving in the right direction. But there's only so long you can play that card. And not that Pat Chambers is – his time of that card is expiring, but I would say this, that, you know, at some point, it becomes a tired refrain of, oh, the shots were just missed, and we were only a few points from this, and we're only a few points from that, and we're so close we can taste it, and all this other stuff. And at some point, it's just not good enough. You got to go win those games, especially as the talent increases. I mean, you have to give Pat Chambers all the credit in the world, because the recruiting he's done over the last few years at Penn State has given it a talent base that it hasn't really had before. And now it's on him, it's on the players, it's on the rest of the coaching staff to make sure that shows up on the court and make sure that means that they push towards something greater than they've been able to accomplish in the past.
Saturday, 2 p.m., Boardwalk Classic. Penn State going against NC State is the team that beat them last year as well, if I remember that correctly, that a game that they could have, possibly should have won. It's another opportunity to pick up a quality win out of conference. NC State 8-1 right now. Don't know a ton about them. The only real team they played, Wisconsin, beat them a couple weeks ago. So, key game for Penn State coming out of this seven-day break. We'll see how they do. That's it for us on this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you. So that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.